Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. The NFL schedule makers certainly didn't waste any time this year getting right to it as the Browns opened the season against their most heated rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we talked with a bunch of the Browns fans in the Dog Pound about what this rivalry means to them.
Yeah, it's pits in the first part of it. And what do we hate about our bodies? Pits. That's why we rub stuff on it all day.
Because my husband told me to hate them.
We hate those stupid yellow towels.
All good reasons, but I have to say their monopolization of the towel market is really annoying.
The terrible towel is terrible. Who cares?
That's right, but it goes much deeper than just a towel, right?
It certainly does. Well, for Browns fans, they had the good side of this rivalry for a while at the very beginning. But then when former Browns player Chuck Knoll took the reins in Pittsburgh, things have not been as good for the last 40 years.
I really hated going to Pittsburgh to play. And each year I thought we would win. And actually, when I was on the team, we went there 12 times to Three Rivers Stadium, and we won zero games. And I recall when I retired, first time that the Browns beat Pittsburgh there, I was driving somewhere in California and listening to it on the radio. I literally pulled off for the last 2 minutes of the game. I had an old Cadillac. I remember I pulled to the side of the road and just listened to the last few seconds. I went, finally, monkey off our back. We beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
Yes, a win in Pittsburgh certainly would be welcome. And hopefully Mike Pettine can get his era as the Cleveland Browns head coach started off with the W in Pittsburgh, something that has not happened for the Browns in 10 straight trips to the Steel City. Now, things weren't always this bad for the Browns, and this is certainly a physical rivalry.
I think a play that really stands out is when Browns defensive end Joe Turkey Jones sidelined Terry Bradshaw for 2 games by giving him the pile driver.
Picked him up, boom, right on your noggin. Take some of that, Terry. He clearly understood the depth of this rivalry. He knew what it took to get the W for the Browns, or to try anyway. But some players who come here don't always understand. They're not from Cleveland. They don't get it. Greg Pruitt was one such player.
Being a rookie, nobody told me it was such a big rivalry. So the game comes and we play at night here in Cleveland, and Leroy gets hurt and I go in and play, which was unexpected. And at the end of the game, I ran a sweep to the left, and it ended up being the winning score that won the game just before the game ended. And when the game ended, all the fans came on the field. They were rocking the goal posters, and I mean, like 10,000 people hit the field. So I looked up and I saw one of the dugouts, and I ran over because the kind of nervous about the crowd. I decided to go up the tunnel and into the locker room to make my grand entrance. And when I went into the locker room, I was in the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room. I had gone into the wrong locker room, man. So I got stuck. I had to leave that locker room. I couldn't go back out because the fans were still out. So after everything subsided, I actually missed my interview for being the MVP of that game.
That's awesome. I can literally see him in the locker room there, ready to go, and all the media has left. Poor guy.
Poor guy is right. But the good news is Greg Pruitt got many other opportunities to shine in front of the cameras. Now, another two of our best players love playing against Pittsburgh, the original Dog Pound, the top dog, Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield.
You know, Hanford, I remember the first time I came to Cleveland Municipal Stadium. And the very first time I came and saw the stadium was the day before my very first home game, before a Pittsburgh Steelers game. And I can remember me thinking that I really didn't care. This wasn't something special that the Cleveland Browns had. But then when all the people got in for the Pittsburgh Steelers game, when there wasn't a seat available, it was standing room, people shouting through the gates. Then I had that warm feeling that this was something extremely special.
I love seeing those guys together again, and we'll have more with them on next week's show.
No doubt about it. Now, this is the 123rd meeting between the Browns and the Steelers this Sunday, and the Browns this time will be led by some hometown boys, quarterback Brian Hoyer, safety Dante Winter, to go in there and hopefully reverse the recent trend of losses in the Steel City. Now, we're going to turn our attention to something a little more fun. Sarah, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you know what the most popular sports video game franchise of all time is?
Madden.
You're very smart, Sarah. I knew you would know that. And Madden happens to be popular with everybody in sports, the players as well. Justin Staples, Barkevious Mingo, they got after it. Didn't we take a look at that?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I'm really not that good at this game, and I'm winning.
I'm letting you win. We're wrong.
You let me win.
All right, cool.
I'm about to get one of these real quick. Call it.
Ah, come on, Jack.
Really?
Throw the tee up. Yeah, he didn't want to throw the tee up, man. Hey, Jordan. You scored a touchdown. Appreciate it.
Can we get some type of pass rush, please?
It's just impossible.
It is impossible right now.
Called it.
Safety just standing there. He doesn't even want to come off the hash.
Bro, I'm like, lying to you, this is the best game I've ever had
in
my life.
I can tell. This is the worst. Thank you.
Threw it right
to
him.
God.
Threw it right to him.
Something, finally.
Got it.
It's about time. It's about time.
Oh!
Let's get another one. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback, man.
Oh, man.
Really? Really? I saw it the whole way.
Whatever. I still win.
I love it. Browns players playing other Browns players in the Browns facility.
Listen, the bottom line is these guys are competitors. So if they can't be playing real football and competing on the field, they want to go in there and play some virtual football and compete that way. Don't go anywhere because coming up next on Inside Cleveland Browns, we take a look at our Fan of the Week.